scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So you remember just the other day we were talking about the Lady Doritos, the quieter, less crunchy Doritos.
Less messy because ladies can't crunch or lick their fingers, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that being said, there's a group of ladies that, not really excited about this whole thing. So they decided to protest Lady Doritos at the University of Vermont's Bailey Howell Library on Friday with a munch-in.
Oh, my goodness. This is great.
So they led a group in crinkling Dorito bags and loudly crunching chips. And this duo of ladies held the protest to show that women are strong and the Doritos shouldn't gender stereotype.
I love it. I hope that the library was okay with it, too, because you're supposed to be quiet in the library.
Right.
But, you know.
But is it a real thing? I mean, I haven't done a ton of research. Is it a real thing that Doritos is really going to do this?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's a real thing. I thought you were asking me if it's a real thing if you have to be quiet in the library.
No.
And I was like, yes, Johnny.
The last time I was at a library, I could say whatever I wanted, and they weren't mad at me.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was a library, though.
Right, exactly.
I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Well, this sounds like a kid's dream come true. Mashable claims that teens are taking part in a new challenge called the IKEA Challenge.
Ooh.
The goal of the challenge is to stay in an IKEA store for 24 hours. So can you imagine like running from one display to the other and narrowly escaping security? It sounds like a kid's dream come true. But an 11-year-old from Sheffield, England, was reported missing by his family before he was found in an IKEA after hours. Law enforcement officials are asking IKEA stores to check for teens after closing.
Oh, my gosh.
They should probably just be doing that anyway.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of little, they have all these home displays where there's closets and everything, and it's very hard to do that. But I don't know if it's a teenager's dream come true. It's more of an adult's dream come true.
I just think it's like, I don't know, just I feel like kids, yes, because of the IKEA furniture part.
Yes, I love IKEA.
But like all the hidey places there would be in there,
yeah.
You know, that just seems very teenager.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
But that's trending topics for this morning.